past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. Three out of the five of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny. An old man recession. Are you going to come back or are you gone for now? Well, hello, 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 everybody. And welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We talk, of course, about inflation, the stock market. We talk about Social Security. We talk about diversification, estate planning, you name it. We talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception because we have a show chock full of boring financial stuff. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreff, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreff. Thank you, Jack. And I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And I do. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the very same ideas we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with over 6,500 beautiful, wonderful families across the country. And we have a singular goal, which I think is just wonderful. And that is to create as many squippers as we possibly can. And if you don't know what a squipper is, it is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. So we want our clients to retire. We want them to go play, have fun, enjoy life, enjoy that second childhood. And then that's why we call them a squipper when they retire. So that's our goal, to create as many squippers as we can. Our website is rpoa.com. If you go there, you can podcast this show. We had over 250,000 downloads last year. Unbelievable. And if you're not doing it, you need to. But we also have seminars you can visit with a retirement planner, tons of resources all there for you. And that's all at rpoa.com. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. So first of all, I want to talk about one of the core values that we have as a firm. So one of the when you're creating the thought process behind which you make decisions, you want to kind of think in advance so that you're not making decisions in the spur of the moment where you're freaking out and you're panicking because something's happening. You want to have a set of thoughts that you've already thought through it and you've created some rules, some values, some disciplines. And one of the most important things that I think you should have when it comes to investing and managing your money and your retirement is discipline. And so I want to talk with you about our core value, which is our third one, our core value number three, which is discipline. And the way we state it is take only as much risk as necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Okay? And I'm going to explain why we think that is so very important if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon. Okay? So we'll discuss that in some detail. Also this week, I want to go over with you risk number five of our list of 18 risks that are faced in retirement. And that's actually you, ladies and gentlemen, the person that you see in the mirror every week or every day when you wake up. Guess what? you potentially could be the biggest risk that your finances see. And that is, we're going to talk this week about long-term care risk. Not a pleasant thing to talk about, but I think a very important one. Also this week, we're going to talk about strategies to maximize your Social Security benefits. And, you know, for many of most of our clients, the number one source of income outside of their investments is Social Security. It's extremely complex, and they change the rules all the time to make it like 3D chess. And so I want to go over some ideas, some strategies to educate you, make you more able to make an informed decision. So we'll have strategies to maximize your Social Security. And then I want to ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. And this one's interesting because Money Magazine actually asked this question many years ago, and the vast majority of people gave the wrong answer. So we'll see if you can give the right or wrong answer. So here's the question. If you lose 50% of your money in a big, bad bear market like Y2K, 2008, and many others, so if you lost half your money, how much do you need to make to get back to even? All right, so you lost 50%. How much do you need to make to get back to even? And I'm going to bet you gave the wrong answer. So we'll give you the right answer later on in the show. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. Most shows would say, hey, if we did just that, we have done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show.
Somebody stop me.
No. Don't you dare stop me, because on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about why you should not, and the not is all caps, bold, and underlined, why you should not co-sign a grandchild's student loan, okay? And we count, you know, anything that you give to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs to be part of the estate planning. And so student loans and helping them with their edge is certainly part of that. And I'm going to give you four reasons why you do not want to do that, okay? And we'll have some fun with that. So we have a fantastic show lined up for you, and I'm sure you're going to stay tuned for the entire program because you guys do that. I've seen the stats. So I want to talk about discipline. You know, one of the things that is very important, as I said, is that we've created what we call our investment principles and our core values. And we create those in advance. And the reason why we do that is because we say, okay, if this happens, then this is what we're going to do. If that happens, then this is what we're going to do. So that way, we try to make sure we've covered all the different scenarios. So when something comes up, we've already thought through it. The thing that causes people a lot of problems, in our view, is when they are reactive. When something happens in the market or something happens in their financial life, and they're reacting to it as it comes to them. And when that happens, you're usually making decisions out of fear or out of emotion or greed, you know, or whatever. And that's not the best way, in our view, to make financial decisions.
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
Exactly. You do. So we believe that you should have these investment principles set up in advance, and you should have these core values set up in advance. That way, when a decision time comes, you refer to it. So our core value number three, discipline, says take only as much risk as necessary to accomplish your financial goals. So I want to give you an example of how that would play, an exaggerated one, okay? So let's say that you have $1 million, okay? And so you've got a nice retirement nest egg. And so now you are looking at how much risk do you need to take with that $1 million when you invest it? Well, in our view, we look at how much return, how much risk do we need to take to support the lifestyle that you want during your retirement. So we look at that. Now, let's say that you have that $1 million, and you need to take $80,000 out of your account each year to cover your cost of living. Well, that's 8%. That's a lot. Okay, what you're asking your portfolio to do is to make 8% every single year for the rest of your life to cover it. And that's not even taking into account inflation. So now you're taking on more risk. You're taking on a lot of risk, and it's unlikely that you're going to be able to sustain that. So now you're putting your future at risk. And so we model that out for prospective clients. We show them, if you take too much risk, here's the potential. You know, you could have a big, bad downside. I'll talk later on in the show, what happens if you lose 50% of your money? What do you need to do to get back to even? So taking only as much risk as is necessary. So what we want to do is calculate how much risk do you need to take, first of all. We call that your hurdle rate. And then, once we know that, if that amount is too high, then what we need to do is ratchet it back down. Now, let's say on the other hand, that you only need $20,000 out of your $1 million per year. So now that's 2%. Well, so now if we're going to invest your money and we only need to make 2% to cover your cost of living, well, heck, we don't need to take a lot of risk to do that. So therefore, if that's the case, if your hurdle rate is only 2%, then what we're going to do is we're going to push you down. We're going to say, we want you to take less risk. We want you to be more conservative. There's no need for you to take high risk to get 2%. Okay, so understanding how much risk it's going to take to support the lifestyle you want helps you, in our view, to make decisions. But the underlying philosophy behind that decision, we've already made it. Discipline. Take only as much risk as necessary to accomplish your financial goals. That's where we start. So we're looking at you. And if you're taking too much risk, we want to ratchet you down. If it's going to require too much risk, we're going to ratchet you down. And if you're taking more risk than you need to, then we're also going to do that. We're going to tell you, guess what? You don't need to take that kind of risk. And so that's the exercise that we go through. Now, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, yes, and there's lots of you, I know. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. And when you're there, you can click on Meet with an Advisor. If you do that, we'll schedule a time for you to sit down either virtually or in person with one of our retirement planners. We will build with you what we call a retirement cash flow plan, an RCFP. And the RCFP is designed to do what I just said. We want to calculate how much of a return do we need to earn on your money to satisfy supporting the lifestyle that you want. That'll tell us how much risk we need to take. Next step is, does that require too much risk? Or maybe you're already taking, we'll be able to see where you are on the spectrum. And then, once we know that, we construct a portfolio around maximizing the chances of getting the risk that we need to support your lifestyle. It's a very logical process in my view, Jack. So if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, we want to help you to do that. And we'll do it at no charge or obligation. And if you love it and want to work with us, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. No charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a risk number 5 of our list of 18 risks faced in retirement. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful thing that I can possibly think of, and that is the creation of squippers. Ooh la la. And if you don't know what a squipper is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. So when a client of ours retires, we want them to go play and have fun and enjoy and be a kid again and not worry about all this stuff. Let us do it for you. And that's when we call them a squipper upon retirement. And so our goal is to create as many of those as we possibly can because we think that's just wonderful. Now, if you are over 50, you're retired, retiring soon, then go to our website. We have lots of resources there for you. We have videos, articles, podcasts. You can attend our seminars. We had over 250,000 downloads of our podcast last year, which is just mind-blowing to me. And certainly you can make it 250,001. So go there and do it. Enjoy the show. Enjoy our podcast. Subscribe to our Market Alert video. Tons and tons of wonderful resources there for you. So rpoa.com is the website. I want to go over with you in this segment the 18 of the risks that we see that you face during your retirement. And this week, I want to talk about kind of an unpleasant topic. I'll just tell you that in advance. But, you know, one of the things that is very important as planners is to plan for the worst and hope for the best, as opposed to hope the plan for the best and hope the worst doesn't happen. And so if we want your money to last as long as you do, which is one of our directives, we have two. One is we want you to have financial peace of mind. And secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do. Those are our two directives. And to do that, we need to plan for the worst. We need to think about what are the things that could make your money not last as long as you do, that could cause you to not have that peace of mind that we want. And therefore, we need to talk about some things that are just not fun. And this is one of them, which is long-term care risk. Okay? Now, these are statistics. 70% of all people in the United States over the age of 65 will need long-term care at some point. 70%. Think about that, okay? 70% of long-term care services are provided by family members, and family-provided care has been shown to negatively impact the caregiver's career and their health. So there's a financial consequence to the caregiver. You know, they're trying to go to work and do their stuff, and their health, their mental and physical health is also impacted negatively. Less than 10% of those aged 65 have long-term care insurance. Less than 10%. And 70% of you are going to need it. Think about that difference right there. The average length of time of a long-term care need for a male is 2.2 years, and for a female, it's 3.7 years. Okay, so ladies, you guys, and the average cost is $85,000 per year for a semi-private U.S. nursing home room. And the number one cause of long-term care need is Alzheimer's, which is why that's our number one charity that we support. We helped raise almost $700,000 a couple weeks ago, so that's a big deal for us. So how do you plan for that? Well, long-term, the first step in planning for long-term care is to understand what I just said. Understand the risk itself. And don't take it for granted that it's not happening to you, because it if you're a married couple, one of you is going to need it, most likely. Okay. The other thing is determine how you want to pay for long-term care and how it will be delivered. Okay. So take an inventory of the sources you have to cover it. Now, if you're fortunate enough to have enough money to pay for it out of your pocket, great. But if you don't, think about getting long-term care insurance. Okay, I'm not selling it to you. I'm just asking you to think about it and make sure that if it is something that you should have, that you do. Now, there are other options, right? For example, you could use a reverse mortgage. You can borrow against the value of your home to fund long-term care costs. And you can try to find, if you are destitute enough to where you qualify for Medicaid. You know, you can have government services. But for most people, long-term care is a better answer. Okay, you don't want to put your family in that position of having to take care of you and all that, and it's detrimental physically and mentally and financially. And so, insurance sometimes is the best thing. The other thing also is that Medicare does not cover most of this stuff. It's very, very limited. So don't think that you can count on Medicare to do that for you. Medicaid, yes. It is the number one financing source in the United States for long-term care expenditures. However, the problem with that is to receive Medicaid, you essentially must be impoverished and out of money. And so we don't want our clients to be impoverished and out of money so they finally know, oh, good, now I can qualify for Medicaid. No, that's not good. The other thing also is, you can purchase what's called a hybrid or a linked benefit product, which is long-term care and an annuity that goes with it to pay for it. So there are ways of financing it that might be advantageous. And also, as I said, having good health insurance and maintaining healthy habits may be the best way of doing it. Okay? So not a pleasant topic, but if 70% of our clients are going to be facing it, we need to address it. That's our job. Okay? And, as they say, I'm of no value to you if all I give you is what you want to hear. So anyway,
I love you, man.
I love you back, man. So, as I mentioned, we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. Specifically, if you are within 5 years of your retirement, or if you are already retired and you're in the first 5 years of your retirement. That decade is the single most important decade of your entire financial life, in our view. It doesn't matter how well you did for all the years leading up to that point. You take a big loss, you make a bad decision on Social Security, you don't properly insure yourself. All of those things can just unravel everything that you've done for all those years, and we want to spare you from that. So we want to help you with all of that. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com, and when you're there, we have seminars that you can attend. We're doing them live now. And it's amazing, the response. People, we're having to turn people away, in fact. So it's a good problem. We had to do two of them once because the response was so big. So we want you to learn, we want to help you, and we want to do it for you at no charge or obligation. So our website is rpoa.com. Go to one of our seminars, learn about all this stuff. The other thing you can do is you can visit with one of our retirement planners in person. So if you want to bypass it all, go directly to the source. If you do that, we'll build for you a retirement plan. We'll build a retirement cash flow plan, an RCFP. We'll help you to make decisions on Social Security, when and how to take it, Medicare enrollment, all that kind of stuff. Your 401k, how do you calculate if you have enough money to retire on? We call that your magic number. We'll do all of that. I mean, think about it. We're going to do all this stuff for you, no charge or obligation. We want to help as many people as we possibly can because we believe in karma. You do right by people, and they'll take care of you in the process. So
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
It is indeed. So no charge, no obligation, regardless of what happens, and we will part friends. Okay, so rpoa.com is the website. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about strategies to maximize your Social Security. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack, and I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America, and we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful thing that I can possibly think of, and that is the creation of SQIPers. And if you don't know what a SQIPer is, then you're missing out, because you need to know. And SQIPer is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision.
I love it!
I love it, yes. And we want our client, when a client of ours retires, we want them to go play, have fun, be a kid again, go travel, go spend time with your family, play golf, whatever it is that you love to do. We want you to just enjoy it without worrying about all this boring financial stuff. We want to do it for you. And so our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can attend our seminars. You can visit with a retirement planner. You can podcast this show. We had over 250,000 downloads last year, Jack. I'm still like in awe of that. Thank you, everybody that did that. And if you're not downloading it, please do. I think you'll benefit from it. You can also read articles. There's Meet with a Retirement Planner, tons of stuff on our website. It's all at rpoa.com. And it's designed for those of you who are over 50, who are within 5 years of retirement, or who are within the first 5 years of your retirement. So if you're in that decade, our website, I think, will be just a wealth of stuff designed for you. So this is the part of the show where we talk about Social Security and how to maximize your Social Security benefits. And this is one of the most important things I think you need to do when it comes to your retirement planning. So our clients, for the most part, Social Security is the single largest source of income that they have. You know, their investments and Social Security, those two are where they get the income to support the lifestyle that they want. And so the problem with Social Security is that it is massively complex. You know, I've said many times that if there was a gold medal for complexity, you know, if they had the Olympics, the Complexity Olympics, Social Security would win probably every time. It'd be close between the IRS and Social Security, but you know what? I think Social Security would actually win. And so there are actually over 9,000 combinations of how and when to take Social Security. It's just unbelievable. And how does that work for you? You know, I don't know. There's no rule of thumb that applies to everybody. Okay. That's why we want to visit with you and understand, because what impacts that decision is your age, the disparity in ages between you and your spouse, your health, your income, how long you worked, if you're married or not. I mean, all kinds of stuff impacts that decision. Now, one of the biggest is when to apply. Okay. 62, 66, 70, you know, when should you apply? Now, here's a question that is kind of an interesting one. The way that Social Security benefits are designed is they're designed to pay you the same dollar amount over the course of your life expectancy. Okay, so if you wait till you're 70 to start collecting, you get more. Why? Because if your life expectancy is 86, you got 16 years, they can give you more each year for 16 years and end up with the same dollar amount as if they paid you less when you started at age 62 and you add it all up and it's the same dollar amount. Okay, so the question then is, okay, well, if I'm going to get the same dollars over the course of the payments of my life expectancy, then why delay claiming? Why don't I just start when I'm 62? I mean, get the same dollars anyway. Why don't I just start 62? Why wait till I'm 66 or 70? Well, that's a very good question. Let me see if I can answer that for you. The basic answer is that most people will not live out an average life. Okay, average means as many people will live that long as won't. You know, some people will live longer and some people will live less. The average is that. So delaying your claiming is generally a better bet for two reasons. The first is that by delaying, you lock in a permanently increased benefit for the remainder of your life. And then the second reason is that it also will provide longevity insurance for you as you get older. And it'll be better also from the standpoint of what you leave to your spouse if you're the high-earning spouse in the relationship.
Cool.
Very cool. So, like I said, you get the same dollars, but how and when you get it depends on your financial condition, your health, all those kind of things. And to maximize that requires us to visit with you. I can't give you a blanket ticket at 66 or 70. It ain't so. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. Click on Meet with an Advisor. What we'll do for you, every single one of our advisors, we put them through rigorous training. We certify them once a year. We want to make sure that they are up to speed on all the rules that are coming down the pipe with regard to Social Security. And you know what? Not only is it super complicated in the first place, but they change them all the time. It's like, oh, you understood that one? Well, here's a new one for you. How about that? You like apples? How about them apples? And so now they enjoy confusing everybody. I think that's their joy. You know, okay, let's change the rules and confuse everybody. So if you visit with one of our retirement planners, we will help you to make that decision. When, how, that kind of stuff. And hopefully do it, help you to maximize your benefits. And
oh, thank you, Master.
And you know what, Jeannie? Not only that, but we'll do it at no charge or obligation. And you know what? If you decide that you want to work with us and have us as be your retirement planners, that's even better. And if you don't, that's fine too. We will part friends either way. We just love helping people and we want to help you. So our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to answer the burning question. If you lose 50% of your money, how much do you need to make to get back to even? I bet you get the wrong answer. Stay tuned. We'll tell you what it is. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Yes, the sweet sound of applause. Thank you, Jack. And I am the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most wonderful of all things, in my view, and that is the creation of SQIPers. And if you don't know what a SQIPer is, it is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. So when you retire, that's what we want you to do. We want you to go enjoy that second childhood. Go play. Go have fun. Get out of here. Stop bothering me. And we want to manage your money for you, manage your financial interests for you. We want to take care of all of that so that you don't have to, and you can just go out and enjoy. And so the creation of SQIPers, we think, is just a noble obligation on our part. And our website is rpoa.com. And if you go there, you can attend seminars, you can visit with a retirement planner, you can watch videos, read articles, tons of stuff, and you can download the show, you can subscribe to our weekly Market Alert video, you can podcast us. We had over 250,000 downloads last year. I am still just reeling from that fact. That's just incredible. Thank you. Thank you, all of you. I want to talk with you about the foundational philosophy that we have when it comes to one of the more important parts, maybe the most important part of what we do for clients, and that is to manage your investments, manage your money. And of course, as you know, our goal is for your money to last as long as you do. We want it to support your lifestyle that you want for the rest of your life, and we want you to have that peace of mind that goes with that, hopefully. And so our foundational philosophy, therefore, becomes defensive. You know, in other words, we want, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we want to take only as much risk as necessary to accomplish your financial goals.
You're a persistent cuss, Pilgrim.
Very much so, Duke. And the reason why, see how I took that in stride? And the reason why we think that it is so important is because if, you know, when you're 30, 40, maybe even in your lower 50s, if you take a big hit, you take a big loss, you know, you can play through that maybe. You can grow it back. You've got time. But once you're within 5 years of retirement, that's not an option anymore. You can't take a big loss because now you're going to delay your retirement potentially. And if you are retired, you take a big loss. Now maybe you have to cut back on your lifestyle. Maybe you have to go back to work. You know, certainly it's no fun. It's stressful. It's not achieving the peace of mind part of our directives. So we want to help avoid all of that. So therefore, we believe that growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. Okay, we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. Okay, so therefore, in that we have a strategy we call invest and protect. Our strategy says that, you know, there are times when you just take your marbles and go home. You don't play anymore. And in November of 07, of 2007, before the stock market crash of 08, our invest and protect strategy said to sell. And we sold. We told our clients to get out. We sat in cash literally for almost a year and a half. And during that time, the market went down just ridiculously, 49, 57%. And we avoided the vast majority of that, almost all of it. We were out for all of 2008. So we want to protect you. And with the pandemic, when it was announced, the day before that, our strategy said to sell. And you know what happened after the pandemic. The market went down significantly. And then with all this inflation, same thing. In 2022, it told us to sell. So we want to protect you on the downside. Now, here's the reason why. I'm going to ask you a question. If you lose 50% of your money in a big, bad bear market, and don't kid yourself if you think that could never happen, okay? It's happened many times before. But let's say that you lose 50% of your money in the next big, bad bear market. How much do you need to make to get back to even? Now, Money Magazine a few years ago asked that question. And the vast majority of people said, well, if I lose 50%, I got to make 50% to get back to even. Sounds logical, right? But it's wrong. Let me explain. Let's say you have $100. You lose 50% of it. You've now got $50. You make 50% on that $50. What's that? $25. 25 plus 50, you're at 75. You are not back to your original $100. You see that? So, how much do you need to make? Well, if you lost 50%, you're down to 50, you need to double that 50 to get back to 100. That means you have to make 100% to get back to even from a 50% loss. Downsides, losses hurt you way more than missing out on gains in our view. Growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. Because it is so hard. And the thing that makes it even more difficult is that if you lose 50% of your money and you have to make 100% to get back to even, okay, well, let's say you do that. But that's only if you're not living on the money. If you lose 50% of your money and now you got $50, but you're living on that 50, you have to make more than 100% to get back to even because you got to compensate for the fact that you're living on it. You're draining the tub while you're trying to fill it. And so now you got to make more than 100% of on your money to get back to even. That is a tall, tall, tall order. And in many cases, you could run out of money, or you have to cut back or go back to work, all the terrible things we don't want for you. So therefore, we believe, as I'm repeating myself, but growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. That's a principle that we stand by. And so if that resonates with you, if you're over 50, if you are retired, retiring soon, if you're within that 5 years of retirement, or you're in the first 5 years of your retirement, that 10-year period is when you are, in our view, at most risk. There's a thing called sequential risk. Sequential risk means when do you take the big loss? If you incur it during that 10-year period, you run a very high risk of not achieving your retirement goals. And we want to help you with that. So our website is rpoa.com. If you go there, you can attend our seminars. We have seminars now about, you know, this uncertain market that's going on right now and what's happening with this inflation that doesn't seem to want to go away, all that kind of stuff. So we have that for you. We also, you can visit with a retirement planner. We'll build a plan for you and we'll show you how to incorporate a strategy, our invest and protect strategy, into your plan so that you can protect yourself from the downside when it comes to the best way possible.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And when I say the best way possible, the way we think it is, right? And so we want to build that for you. And again, if you want to work with us after you've seen it all, that's fantastic. We'll help you make decisions on when and how to take Social Security. We'll calculate with you. Do you have enough money to retire on? We'll go over where do you get your money. Once you retire, where are you going to get it from? Your 401k, your IRA, your investment, your this or that. Where do you get it from? We'll help you with that too. We want to help you as many ways as we can. And in the process, hopefully you'll decide to work with us, but it doesn't matter. Either way, we'll part friends and there's no charge or obligation. So rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about why you should not co-sign a student loan for your grandchildren. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am the founder and CEO of what I think is the most wonderful company in the entire country. Maybe in the world. Yeah, in the world. Retirement Planners of America. And we have a singular goal, which is to create as many squippers as we possibly can.
Wow!
Yes, and if you don't know what a squipper is, that is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. Okay, so that's what we want you to do. We want you to go play, have fun, enjoy. Let us worry about all this stuff so that you don't have to. Our goal is for your money to last as long as you do, for you to have peace of mind. And if we can do that, we think we've done something noble. Our website is rpoa.com. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor, also known as estate planning. And so this is where we talk about all kinds of stuff that hopefully you can learn from. This week, I want to talk with you about why you should not co-sign a student loan for your grandkids. Okay, I was talking with a client last week, and they wanted to do that, and I was like, oh, no, 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 no. Step away from the vehicle, please. Okay, so we're going to talk about why not here, but first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. Though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
And of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes, probate, all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. And this week, it's I'm going to give you four reasons. Now, there's probably about a bunch more, but I'm going to give you four reasons why you should not co-sign a student loan, okay, with your child or your grandchild. First reason is the loan will show up on your credit report. Okay? And it can affect your ability to borrow in the future, because your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heir may not be as diligent as you are about paying back the loan, right? So that's number one. Be careful. Number two, late payments. Speaking of number one, number two, late payments can trash your credit score and subject you to collections and lawsuits and potential wage garnishments if you live in a state where that's allowed, or liens on your bank accounts. All because, you know, there's the old expression that, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. This is an example of that. You're trying to help out. You're trying to help, you know, help them to get a loan. And now you pay the price for that. It's not a good idea, folks. I know you love them. You want to help them out, but don't. Okay. Number three, if you take over the payments for the aforementioned greedy unwashed because they can't make it, then because you want to preserve your good credit, right? You don't want your credit to get trashed, and you don't want people, you know, calling you at all hours of the night to collect. So what you're going to do is you're going to end up paying for it yourself out of your pocket, and that could put a strain on your finances, and it can endanger your retirement. Okay, so again, not good.
Hey, fellas, what's cooking? It's me.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the kid, right? They got no skin in this game. You co-signed it. And the fourth reason, out of multiple ones, but this is the fourth one that I could come up with, and that is that if you have a student loan, there's a study that was done about they looked at 2.8 million people, according to the CFPB, whoever they are, and they found that a lot of grandparents and older people who were paying for their children's college loan actually skipped out on their prescription medicine because they didn't have the money to cover college and that at the same time. Now, hopefully that's not you where you're that close on your expenses, but that's terrible. You know, to put yourself in a position where you're sacrificing your health to do that, I don't think that's right. So there you go. Don't do it. Give them the money, whatever you can afford. Just give it, or actually pay the facility where they're going to school. Pay it personally. Go pay them directly, and to the extent that you can. Don't take on their loans. Anyway, if you are over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com, and we have lots of resources there for you. Not the least of which is we are now doing live seminars, and let me tell you, the response has been just fantastic. We've had great attendance. People are really loving them, and I encourage you to go and sign up for that.
Oh, dear. That's too wonderful to be true.
Yeah, at the seminars, we have a seminar on investing in uncertain times. In that seminar, we talk about how to fight inflation. We talk about how to reduce your income taxes. We talk about how to fight bear markets, which we consider to be the single worst enemy you have to your financial well-being. We talk about when and how to take Social Security. We talk about just a ton of stuff that I think you'll be interested in. And you can attend it virtually, but go in person. It's way more fun. And our website, again, is rpoa.com. Well, you know what, Jack? The show is over already. I can't believe it. I hope you, ladies and gentlemen, enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next time. Same channel, same time. Bye-bye, everybody. This program is not a solicitation to effect specific securities transactions and does not provide personalized advice. All investments and strategies, including those described in this broadcast, have the potential for profit or loss for which risk varies but can't be eliminated and for which there is no assurance of future performance. Targets in this broadcast are not predictions or projections of investment results. Index performance data is for comparison purposes only. Timing issues may cause the positions discussed in this broadcast to change. Not all services provided by RPOA are appropriate for all clients. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional about their specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Kenmore Rafe or RPOA. References to Barron's Top 100 Independent Advisors refers to ranking achieved by Kenmore Rafe individually for the years 2012 through 2019 and 2022. The 2023 Barron's Award refers to a ranking received by Retirement Planners of America as a firm. Rankings published by unaffiliated rating services and or publications are generally based on information prepared and or submitted by the recognized advisor based upon information from the year awarded. Awards, rankings, and recognition do not guarantee and should not be construed as a guarantee of RPOA's future performance or its clients' investment success and should not be viewed as an endorsement of RPOA by any of its clients. The disclosures at www.rpoa.com further describe related criteria. Unless otherwise indicated, RPOA did not pay a fee to the sponsors of the ratings or rankings to participate. Kenmore Rafe is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative of RPOA, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the Invest and Protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations, for which there is no assurance. This strategy relies on a sell signal and a buy signal that is not guaranteed to be profitable. It may have a negative impact on a client's long-term return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market or a 20% or greater drop in a market index, and affected investors would not participate in the gains that could have realized by remaining invested. The strategy could also fail to accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, affected investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax consequences. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our Form ADV Part 2.